Jaguars getting ready to take on the Carolina Panthers this weekend. Hopefully we don't say anything that causes Darren Urban to storm out of the room like Ron Rivera did earlier today. We'll be nice, Darren, I promise.
Hopefully Darren doesn't ask any questions that makes a coach storm out of the room like that.
Have you ever asked a question that made a coach storm out of the room, Darren Urban?
Not that I can recall, but it's been a lot of years, and I've asked some questions that I'm not too proud of either.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We can talk off the air.
Oh, okay. Is that an off-the-air conversation? No.
I got a doozy one.
Oh, really?
Not for the radio.
Oh, that's too bad. Darren Urban from AZ. I know,
that's
right?
That's juicy.
I want to hear this now. I'm gonna be texting you later and find out what this is all about. Darren Urban.
It is not Cardinals related.
It's not? Okay.
No.
All right. So different team, different beat, different media
different
outlet.
Different everything. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this story from Darren Urban.
We'll play the guessing game during the commercial break.
Lead writer. I have a guess, but I don't know for sure.
It's possible. I could have told you the story once upon a time. So.
I don't know if you did or if you didn't. Lead writer over at azcardinals.com. He, Kyle Odegaard, the whole crew over there, Lisa Matthews and Craig Grealou, Jim Omohundee, all do a great job covering the Arizona Cardinals. Did you raise an eyebrow when you saw the news about the Chandler Jones restructure? Did you formulate a guess in your mind this morning when that news came down about what, if anything, it could mean short term or long term for the Cardinals with that freed up money?
To be honest, the biggest thing that just popped in my head was that this team has been fairly close to the cap early in the season with some of the injuries and obviously some of the dead money. So my first thought was really just to give themselves a little breathing room. We're only in week two. There's a lot of stuff that can happen. And you know, just as a quick refresher to anybody who isn't sure about this stuff. I mean, if you get an injured player during the season and you're paying his money, that all sticks on the cap, even though you got to replace him with somebody. So there's always the need to have a little bit of room there. I mean, could they make a move? I absolutely think they're looking to make moves. Is it imminent or is it something that we know about right now? I would guess not at this point. Obviously, Taco Charlton's not coming here. And, you know, I thought from the moment, you know, the Jalen Ramsey thing came out that it didn't make much sense to me that this would be a landing spot. So I'm guessing it would be for something else that we probably don't know about.
Yeah, we're on the same boat, me and you. I think it's highly unlikely they get Jalen Ramsey. I think they'll kick the tires, and if the price comes way down, then maybe they'll be interested. But, you know, that money could be used several different ways. You're right. It's insurance because they were so close to the cap. It's insurance in case somebody gets hurt. But you also have the ability to extend some of your own players, and it could be some guys on this roster right now that they want to extend. So that's another option for them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, the roster construction, and not only for this year, but for years going forward. So that obviously could be part of it.
Yeah, Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. Our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, he's obviously live from the team's headquarters down there in South Tempe. What has been the mood around the organization with some of the critiques, either with the play calling in the red zone or just the mere fact that they're kicking those field goals and not going for it in the red zone the way some nationally have suggested they should have last week against Baltimore? But I know we're just 2 weeks in, but what's been sort of the reaction around the organization to some of those critiques from what we saw against Baltimore?
You know, I haven't talked to too many people about the critiques. I mean, clearly, you know, when you're in positions to potentially win games, which I think in the end the Cardinals were for both their first two games, and then you're missing out on potential touchdowns and kicking field goals, that's going to burn a little bit. But, you know, I think the vibe here is a lot like what a lot of other people are locally, which is this team is offensively, especially, light years ahead of where they were at this time last year, and you're moving in the right direction with a rookie quarterback. I think Kyler Murray's actually played better than a lot of people thought he might right out of the box. And are there things to fix? Do you want to be better in the red zone? Can Cliff Kingsbury call better plays down there? I mean, would you like to run the ball a little bit more? I would say yes to all of those things, but I think those are things that can, as this team grows, as Cliff Kingsbury grows as a NFL play caller, as Kyler Murray grows as an NFL quarterback, I think those are all things that can get better, and you can see even even a layperson can see that those things can get better, even as constructed right now. I know their offensive line isn't anything anybody's going to put in the Hall of Fame anytime soon, but I do think all these things can work out as we go forward.
You know, I'm interested in your opinion on this. I mean, you know, I'm no Cardinal apologist. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, for goodness sake, but I have no problem with Cliff's decision to kick these field goals. I mean, it's 17-6. You kick a field goal to make it 17-9 so you could stay in the game. But the amount of criticism nationally, oh, Cliff's offense, why isn't he going for it on fourth down? Why is he kicking field goals inside the five? Listen, circumstances are so important. I mean, if you go for it and you don't make it, and instead of being down by one score, you're down by two scores, everybody's killing you. So far, I haven't had an issue. The play calling, sure, we could debate the play calling all day long, but the decision on fourth down to kick these field goals, so far, I think they've been the right decisions.
Well, in hindsight, I don't see how you could argue otherwise. I mean, I guess they could have won the game with more points, but the bottom line is, in both games, they had possession of the ball with a chance to win the game, or at least go ahead in Baltimore. They had the ball down six in the fourth quarter. You know, obviously it didn't work out well, but you know, the goal is to win, obviously, but the goal is also to be in a position to win. And, you know, I thought Larry Fitzgerald made a good point today, which is if this team, especially offensively, does much of anything in the first half of either game, we're not probably talking about play calling and that kind of thing, because, you know, they're in a much better spot and they've just started so slowly. And again, I think that'll get better. But I would tend to be a little bit more conservative. If you were interviewing my cohort, Kyle Odegaard here, he probably would have a different argument.
He's a radical liberal when it comes to stuff like this.
He loves the analytics.
Just a radical, yeah.
The analytics say a lot of times you should be going for it a little bit more. But, you know, in the end, like I said, I think they had chances to win those games, even kicking the field goals. And you know, I think this is all a work in progress.
Yeah, Darren Urban, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, he covers the Cardinals for azcardinals.com. Kyler Murray. Murray's lack of rushing attempts, lack of rushing yards, it was stark in contrast to what Lamar Jackson did. I know in reading your stuff and Kyle's stuff, there obviously down there has been a lot of conversation about that. What in your, if the question is, why has Kyler not run the ball that much, what have you found to generally be the explanation for why he hasn't?
I think the biggest reason is the fact that he doesn't see himself as a running quarterback. He sees himself as a pocket quarterback, and he wants to throw the ball. And the running is something to do if the pass play breaks down and you're kind of forced to. But I think he sees himself a lot more like Russell Wilson than he ever would Lamar Jackson. Now, will that change? I guess that's possible. And I suppose there's going to be times when Cliff might break out an actual play call where Kyler is designed to run the ball. But I think as a rookie, getting used to the speed of the game, I think we saw in Detroit, the Detroit game especially, I think there was a couple times where Kyler thought he was going to be able to turn the corner like he did all last year and realized, oh, it's not quite as easy to get to the corner and turn it against the speed in the NFL. And you can interpret it however you want, but the bottom line is that Kyler Murray has made very clear many times he's not all that particularly excited about ever getting hit. And he is very aware of keeping his body healthy. And when you run the ball, you increase the risk of not being healthy. So, and as we see with Cam Newton, that can obviously have an overall effect on your playing career. So I think in the end, he will probably run it a little bit more as we go along. But I don't ever expect him, I mean, to be... I don't ever expect it to be a Lamar Jackson situation, really, or a Michael Vick. I don't think he wants to play that way.
Yeah. Darren, good stuff. We'll see you down at Safe Farm Stadium on Sunday. Thanks for coming on for a few.
Thanks for having me.